Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We have a couple programs coming up right after the Christmas holiday. I want to remind folks about two youth day camps. First of all, on Tuesday, December 27th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Their Own and OK is a program for youth in 4th through 8th grade to help youth gain the skills and confidence to stay home alone. There's a $10 fee for the day, including lunch, snacks, and resources, and it will be held here at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic on December 27th. Emergency first aid, safety, privacy, daily routines and tasks, healthy meals and snacks, as well as rules for fun with friends and siblings are all topics we will discuss in On Their Own and OK. Call the office this week to get registered for On Their Own and OK, December 27th. The next day, on December 28th, Wednesday, we are partnering with the Nishna Valley Family YMCA for Rock and Roller Coasters. This is our Winter STEM Day Camp. Third through fifth graders can spend a day of fun, creativity, and hands-on learning, exploring concepts in science, technology, engineering, and math, while they design, build, and test roller coasters. Learn all about force and motion through this fun, day-long, hands-on challenge. Again, Rock and Roller Coasters is at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA on Wednesday, December 28th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There is no cost for this program. Lunch will be provided, but pre-registration is required and register early before the camp fills. We are asking that folks register by this Thursday if they want to attend Rock and Roller Coasters for 3rd through 5th graders at the YMCA on Wednesday, December 28th. Forms for both of these are available on our website if you want to print off a registration form. You can also pick up a brochure at the Y for either of these programs as well. As the cold weather has hit the state this week, the ISU Extension Horticulture Specialist is getting a lot of questions about using de-icing salts around landscaping plants. These chemicals can have a negative impact on landscaping plants when excessive amounts accumulate in the soil. The most serious damage typically occurs near major streets and highways where salt runoff accumulates in nearby soil, but excessive use of salt or other de-icing chemicals by homeowners can create problems as well. Many different types of trees, shrubs, perennials, and turf grasses are susceptible to this salt damage. Additionally, spray from passing vehicles can damage roadside plants, particularly evergreens, in the winter. This salt affects plant growths in several ways. With high levels of salt are present in the soil, plants are unable to absorb sufficient amounts of water, even though water is in the soil. Plants may suffer a salt-induced water shortage, and high levels of salt will restrict the uptake of essential nutrients by the plant roots as well. In addition, excessive amounts of sodium and chloride are toxic to many plants, and soil structure can even be damaged by high levels of sodium. Salt deposited directly on the plant foliage, if it's splashed up there in the winter, for example, can cause dehydration of the plant tissue, and again, oftentimes this is what we see with evergreens in the winter. Some symptoms you may look for of salt injury to deciduous trees and shrubs include stunted growth, leaf scorch along the margin, early fall coloration, and twig dieback. Accumulation of salt in the soil over several years may result in the progressive decline or even death of plants. Salt damage to evergreens may show up as yellowing or browning of the needles and dieback in the twigs. As with many things, the severity of damage depends on the type of salt, as well as other factors. Calcium chloride, potassium chloride, and magnesium chloride are much less harmful to plants than sodium chloride. The degree of damage also depends on the amount of salt applied, the type of soil, amount of rainfall following salt application, as well as the direction of runoff. To prevent injury, first of all, before applying salt, wait until the precipitation has ended and remove as much of the snow and ice as possible. Only use the de-icing salts at a rate sufficient to loosen ice and snow, then remove the rest of it with a shovel. Mix salt with abrasive materials such as sand or kitty litter that are more neutral and will not damage the plants. And of course, avoid piling the salt-laden snow and ice around trees and shrubs, even though it is certainly tempting to do so because that is out of the walking path. But that massive accumulation of salt in that pile of snow will melt down and get to the plant roots, so keep that in mind. Of course, you can't control the amount of salt applied to roadways, but you can minimize damage. As soon as the ground thaws in early spring, heavily water areas where salt may have accumulated over the winter, a thorough soaking should help flush the salt from the root zone of plants and deeper into the soil where it will be absorbed. If possible, you may want to alter the drainage drainage pattern of winter runoff, so it drains away from ornamental plants, especially those of high value. And if you must plant trees near major streets or highways where you can't control salt, you may want to select salt-tolerant tree species as well. For more information on upcoming Extension programs or resources from ISU Extension, visit our website, stop by the office, or give us a call to 243-1132. Have a safe and happy Christmas from the Extension office to you. Until next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.